Well, yesterday, as we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the Democrats pulled out all stops to take advantage of the day and talk about the voting rights bill that they're trying to push and how the Republicans are racist and how they want to change the rules because they don't get their way in doing away with filibuster. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter, Yolanda, says her grandfather's passion for equality has been passed down to her now.
During moments in history like this one that call for all of us to work together and take action to correct injustice, that's why my family has spent this Martin Luther King Jr. weekend mobilizing to demand the President and Senate get voting rights legislation done. It's our future these elected leaders are deciding. It's our voices they are trying to silence because they know our voices are powerful.
See, the problem is that's a false narrative. Nobody's trying to silence anybody's voice. Nobody's trying to take away anybody's right to vote. The Democrats want to change the rules to get it done, you know, without the full support of the Congress. That's the issue here. And what's happening in the election is not about suppression with the voting, what Republicans are trying to do. It's not about suppression at all. It's about integrity and making sure that it's a clean, transparent election. There was a lot of discussion in the last election. So to ensure that we have fair, equal, integrity elections, this is what's going on here with the Democrats. They don't want to continue with that direction. They like the current direction it's in. And to change anything, follow any rules, if it doesn't go their way, they stomp their feet and try and change the rules to get it to go their way. The vote's coming up in the Senate on this whole situation here, so talk a little bit more about this. Roy O'Neill, our correspondent, joins us now. So, Roy, good morning. Welcome back with us.
Hey, good morning, JT. Happy Tuesday.
You too. So what does this bill do, and why is everybody up in arms about what's going on?
Well, it sort of does things on two different levels. One thing, it says things like, oh, you have to have 2 weeks of early voting, and it makes Election Day a holiday. It also lowers the bar for the IDs that a state can require, maybe just a sworn affidavit or a telephone bill or something. But the other thing it really does is that it puts a national imprint on how elections are run, which is something we haven't done in this country. The Constitution says you sort of just leave it up to the states to decide. So what this really does is brings this national shadow over how elections are managed in this country.
Yeah, federalizing our elections is not a good idea. First of all, as you mentioned, constitutionally, it's kind of laid out there on how the forefathers wanted to have elections in our country when it comes to big elections like this. So I think that the states' legislators are hopefully moving in the right direction to make sure that integrity continues in our elections and change if, in fact, the integrity is at question. So they've got to, in order to get this done, obviously change the rules when it comes to the filibuster. And as opposed to having 60 votes to change things the way they want to, they want it to be 50, with Kamala Harris being the deciding vote. And thank God for Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, the two Democrats that are saying, no, unless there's bipartisan support in this move, we're not down with this. Changing the filibuster, and by the way, Biden was against doing this years ago, let's not forget. But now, since he can't have his way, he wants to go ahead and change this whole thing. So what are we expecting with this vote coming up in the Senate? I don't think it's going anywhere. Most people don't, because of those two Democrat senators holding out.
Right, and probably a third in Mark Kelly, also from Arizona. So they're going to start the debate today, probably have a vote tomorrow, which is when it's actually going to technically fail, when they try to close the debate tomorrow. But Chuck Schumer says he wants to get senators on the record for how they vote here. So whatever side you favor, get ready to see the results of tomorrow in campaign ads this fall.
Yeah, bring it on. I mean, Schumer, I don't know. I don't understand why. Well, let's get it on record where you voted. I think we all know. I think those people that are supporting this in the Democratic Party have been on board with Schumer and the gang and have been outspoken about that. And as you mentioned, there's a third one now, along with Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, that are saying, no, we're not on board. So a vote on this, you know, for the record, so people can vote against these people in the next election. I don't know what Schumer's smoking here, but I think we all already know this. And I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind in the voting basis for these senators. They're doing what their constituents want back home. So we shall see. Once again, I don't believe this is going anywhere in the Senate. They don't have the votes to get it done. and Joe Biden another failed policy trying to shove down our throat.